I don't know, but something like, you know, a decent R-rated Constantine film, you know, that could be. I know we've had a decent Constantine TV show. We've had a sort of slightly suspect Keanu Reeves Constantine film. Was that R-rated?
I believe that was a sort of general PG-12A thing, but I couldn't.
Really?
Actually, no, it did have a bit of
He
genuinely
kills himself. He like cuts his
horror-y
arm.
Stuff in it. It might have been R-rated. I honestly don't remember. It's an okay film. It's just not an amazing Constantine film.
Yeah.
The Constantine series that ran for 300 issues, the Hellblazer series, was an actual mature for adults horror series.
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of people out there who would like them to do a film or preferably a TV show in that vein.
Yeah.
Because I think that sort of moment to moment, instance based horror would actually work quite well in a properly mature TV show, as opposed to the one they made, which was, although it had its moments, was kind of a bit hand wavy, magic boltsy.
Yeah, which is not what you really want from Constantine. It'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Yep. I'm curious to see whether Suicide Squad is going to be hastily recut into some sort of sex-filled violence fest in the next month or two before it comes out.
Yeah, that could. I mean, also retrofitting films for other formats or for sort of other certificates is probably not a great idea. I do remember, I think the original Thor was kind of quite hastily converted to be in 3D as that took off, and I went to see it in 3D and it looked bad. So I'm not, you know, filled with enthusiasm if studios are going to announce they're going to recut films that are basically already being made for new certificates. I mean, if they wanted to make an R-rated Suicide Squad movie, they should have made an R-rated Suicide Squad movie. I think at this point, probably all the important creative decisions have been made. I think it's really interesting that Deadpool's been as successful as it has been. It was certainly different, which is one of the reasons why I liked it so much. Whether this will be something that we'll see a lot more of in the future, I'm not certain of, but I could certainly go to see more R-rated superhero movies.
I think more variety is always a good thing, no matter what happens, and as I said earlier, I'm sure there'll be a rush of mediocre violent for the sake of it shit, but realistically these things tend to die off if no one goes to see them happily. The churn is so quick, the sort of, oh shit, that didn't do well, let's pull the plug on the whole thing, but
yeah.
If it doesn't work, it won't work, and that'll be that.